Last summer's escape of more than 100,000 Atlantic salmon from a fish farm in Puget Sound has renewed a debate among scientists about whether or not these fish can survive long-term in the Pacific Northwest. Eilish O'Neill reports for EarthFix.
Atlantic salmon have been entering Pacific waters for decades. Most of them have died of starvation. But that doesn't mean they aren't capable of colonizing the Northwest. John Volpe is a professor at the University of Victoria. He says the odds have never been better for these fugitive fish. That's because there aren't as many steelhead to compete with.
Steelhead make their living in the freshwater environment in very much the same way as Atlantic salmon do. In the same place, consuming the same things.
Atlantic salmon could make their way from saltwater to spawning grounds in rivers and streams. That's according to Mike Rust with NOAA. Even if they don't reproduce, that would still be bad news for native fish.
Consequences would be just physically being in the way, disturbing nests.
Rust says biologists are checking spawning grounds and will remove any Atlantic salmon they find. I'm Eilish O'Neill reporting.